You gotta keep pressing. I said you gotta keep on pressing.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Eternally God, our Father, now we thank you for the visitation of your Holy Spirit. Oh God, how good you've been to us. You brought us from a mighty long way. And for that, Father, we just want to say thank you. As I stand, speak to me and speak through me. That your word will go forth. Your word will accomplish its purpose. And we will leave here better than when we arrived, because we've heard a word from you. It's our prayer in Jesus' name, and for his sake we forever pray. Amen. Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8. Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, commencing at verse 22. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of town. And when he had spit on his eyes, put his hands upon him, and he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. And after that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell it to any in the town. I want to use for a thought, I can't help it, I've been touched. Thank you, ushers. I can't help it. I've been touched. Many people are in God's presence, but not in his person. It's a terrible thing to be around him and still can't see him. Person that is blind must go where other people lead them. They are defined and confined by others' vision. You're led where people want you to go. In other words, the man of the text today, he's been touched before, but not by Jesus. when we were in the street, Tiger. That was a term when somebody was a little off. We would say, man, that brother's been touched. When they would just say things out of the ordinary. Come on, you ain't been saved that long. You would be sipping whatever you were sipping on, and you would elbow your brother and say, man, that dude's touched. And believe it or not, all of us in some way been touched. Satan has touched us in so many ways. But thanks be to God that there was another touch. My brothers and sisters, we are letting the wrong people put their hands on us. Because we are allowing the wrong hands on us, we are still walking blind. Because I've discovered every touch can transform you. Too many churches today, they are touching folk, but not changing folk. Touching them with music that's cute but not correct. Touching them with cotton candy sermons that will cushion you but won't convict you. My brothers and sisters, I come to ask you a question this morning. Have you ever been touched by him? Because when he touches you, you're not the same. There's something wrong with a person that has said they've been walking with God 20 years. And you still act the same way you acted 20 years ago. Something is wrong. Because some part of him should have rubbed off on you by now. My brothers and sisters, pre-pandemic and post-pandemic should not be the same. How you was acting before the COVID hit, you shouldn't be acting right now. Because if you came to church with your arms folded, lips sealed, hands not clapping, feet steady before COVID, but yet members of your family have died from COVID, you have even had it yourself and you're still alive. There should be some kind of change in your praise and in your worship. I wish I had somebody to talk to this morning that have been through hell and high water and have made up in their mind that God has brought me to 2022 and I will not act the way I used to act in church. I come here for a purpose. I come here for a reason. And if my praise is getting on your nerves, you need to find another pew, because I didn't come here to satisfy you. I didn't come here to appeal to you. I came here to praise him because he's been worthy. Is there any praise him folk in here? I know the grammar's not correct, but can I say it the way I feel it? Is there any praise him folk up in here? Just come here to praise him. I didn't come to look at you. I come to praise him. I didn't come to see who's here and who's not here. I come to praise him. Y'all have to look over me. I can't help it. I've been touched. Watch the text. Jesus, as he's coming to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man unto him. And they beseeched Jesus to touch him. Lord, here's a man that's blind, our comrade, and we need you to touch him. And my brothers and sisters, if you can't help it, because you've been touched, number one, I've been touched with the right people around me. Because look at the text. They brought him to Jesus and realized that what he needed, Jesus possessed it. And you need people in your life who refuse to celebrate your weakness. You need people in your life who refuse to go along with you because you are their friend. You need people in your life who will tell you you're wrong even if you get upset with them. Look what they did. They brought this man to Jesus. Because, watch, here's the text. Watch, it's in the text. They had their sight. He didn't have his sight. So it is an indication that they brought him to Jesus. Watch this. Because they wanted him to have what they had. Some people are happy that you're down. Because as long as you stay down, you make them feel important. But the day, if you don't think you got false people around you, get blessed. Move out of the shack into a two-story mansion. Living from paycheck to paycheck, but now you're making six figures. You were sweeping the floor, but now you're their boss. If you don't believe you got false folk around you, just get blessed. And all the devils will come out in the sunlight. He didn't have to ask them to take him to Jesus. They knew he had a need that only Jesus could fulfill. What a blessed man he was to have friends like that. He didn't know Christ, but they did. He didn't believe Christ, but they did. He would have never came to Christ if they would have never bought him. My brothers and sisters, I come to tell you, when it comes to Jesus and it comes to being touched, I thank God that I'm touched with the right people around me. You have to be very careful who you allow in your inner circle. And everybody should have an inner circle. You have associates, but very few friends. Some people say, well, preacher, that's wrong to be teaching that. Well, I'm just doing what Jesus did. He had an inner circle. When any time Jesus got ready to do something extremely intimate, he only took three people with him. Peter, James, and John. My brothers and sisters, everybody can't eat at the same table with you. And you got to quit giving everybody information about you. Because everybody can't be trusted, but I know somebody who will be trusted. His name is Jesus. You got to have the right people around you. But then to really celebrate that you've been touched, you're not only touched with the right people around you, but you are touched with the patient of the progress. Watch the text. They brought the man to Jesus. They did the right thing. And watch this. When they brought him to Jesus, in many cases, Jesus immediately healed people. But in this case, he takes the man by the hand and walks him away from everybody else. He didn't say, receive your sight. But he grabs him by the hand. And he pulls him away. One thing my mother taught me, that anything you get quick, you ain't going to keep it. Y'all just missed that. Watch what Jesus did. This is why you have to be patient with the process. Jesus says, before I can heal you, I've got to separate you. I got to move you from some things. I have to disconnect you from everyone else. Even the ones that brought you, I'm going to bring you from them. But why? Why did he do that? Because their assignment was to bring him to Jesus. And once they brought him to Jesus, their assignment concluded. Jesus takes this man and walks with him out of town. Y'all just missed it. The man is still blind, but Jesus is leading him now. He still can't see. He still can't have no mobility, but the right hand has him now. And Jesus is walking him out of town. But we get in trouble when God try to separate us and we keep people around us who are no longer supposed to be in your circle. Jesus is taking this man away. And watch this. He is blessing him in a way that he doesn't even see it yet. Jesus says, now for you to be blessed with what you need, I will separate you. I will guide you by the hand and we'll walk together. You just missed your praise cue. I'm blind, but I'm walking with Jesus. Some of you have 20/20 and still can't see it. Watch this. The contemporary gospel that we hear in this day and time suggests that he is a right now God. How many have heard that he is a right now God? You know that's not true. God don't do everything right now. Y'all quit going around telling now, oh, he's a right now. Not really. Ask Lazarus. They came to Jesus while Lazarus was still living. He waited 4 days on purpose. He may not be a right now God, but he's an on time. He may not come right now, but whenever he comes, it's going to be. God hasn't always been a right now God. He might for you, he might be a next week God. He might be a next month God. He might be a next year God. But while I'm waiting, I have patience in the process because whenever he shows up, he's going to handle my situation. And look, can I take it a little further? If he doesn't handle the situation, he's going to give me the strength to deal with the situation. Jesus leads this man by the right hand. He didn't heal him immediately. He guides him out of the city. He guides him from the people. And then when he gets him all alone, he does something very unusual. The Bible says he spit on his eyes. The brothers, you can cuss me out. You can say whatever you want to say. But if you spit in my face, Lord help us. See, God going to bless me because I'm being real. Y'all quit being funny. If I walk up and all these brothers say they love me, if I walk up in any one of these brothers' face and spit in their face and tell them the Lord told me to do it, look at Tiger laughing. He already cocked. He ready. Don't do it. But he does something unusual. So let me explain to you why there wasn't no anger in the text. Or nobody asked, why did he spit in this man's face? Well, you have to understand the custom of that time and the culture and what they believe. People in the biblical times believed that saliva had healing power in it, especially to those that were blind. So what Jesus did, he took their culture and used what they already believed, spit in the man's eyes, with him spitting, somebody saying, okay, look, there's healing power. But see, he is the master. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Kings. He is the begotten one. He is the bridge over troubled water. He is the one. He is the priest, the preacher. He is the one that they really believed. And they knew that, he, look, I would rather have Jesus spit on me than your hands on me. Watch this. Watch this. They believed it. And when he spat on him, Jesus says, what do you see? He says, watch the text. Look at verse 24. Y'all ready for your praise cue? I'm not going to hold you much longer. Watch verse 24. Watch this. Jesus asked him in so many questions. In verse 23, what do you see? Verse 24, he looked up and said, y'all ready? Watch this. Hear your praise cue. Please don't miss this. Remember, he came to Jesus blind, right? Jesus spat on him. Jesus said, now what you see? He said, I see. Stop right there. Y'all just missed it. He came to Jesus blind. Jesus used their own culture to heal him, spat on him. Jesus said, well, he said, I see. If you just stop right there, that's the blessing. You was once blind. Now you see. Jesus said, now since you see, what do you see? He said, I see men as trees walking. You just missed what the text just revealed to you. That suggests when the man say, I see men as trees walking, is a suggestion that he wasn't born blind, that he have seen men and trees before. He just lost his sight along the way. Y'all just, he wasn't born blind, but he lost his sight, because if he was born blind, how he know how trees look? So he had to see trees before. So he just lost his sight along the way. And sometimes this world and the stuff that we deal with can make us lose our sight along the way. You started off good. You started off praising God. But when he left you all alone to raise the children, you lost your sight along the way. Doctors handed you a bad report and you lost your sight along the way. You've been dealing with domestic problems, financial problems, emotional problems, spiritual problems, mental problems. You lost your sight along the way. But if you let Jesus guide you, if you let Jesus work with you, you might be able to see it, but you can say, I see again. Watch this, watch this. He said, what do you see? He says, I see men as trees walking. Now watch. His sight was restored. But he was just out of focus. What he needed, he received. He was able to see, but he wasn't seeing clearly. Jesus says, well, it looks like I'm going to have to touch you again. Now here, you super saved saints got nerve to look at this text and say, well, why Jesus? Jesus is supposed to be all powerful. He should have did it in one touch. It wasn't Jesus' problem. It was his problem. And don't you look at Christ like that. Some of you, Jesus had to touch 10 times and you still ain't straight yet. Some of you, he touched you every day and you still full of hell as he did the first time he touched you. Well, I can't speak for y'all. I want him to touch me every day. Every morning, God, put your hands on me. As I walk through the day, God, put your hands on me. Quit running around hollering about, just touch me. God, touch me over. Even when I get through preaching, God, touch me again. He said, I can see, but I can't see clearly. And that's how a lot of folk are today. They can see, but they're out of focus. You can't see clearly when you can speak in tongues but won't speak to me. You can't see clearly when you can raise your hands in the sanctuary but won't extend your hands to bump fist me. You can't see clearly when you know there's a need in my life and God has blessed you with the means to support that need and help that need, and you walk away from me. It's something wrong with you in the church, been in here 20 years and have holding grudges for 40 years. It's something wrong. You can see, but you're out of focus. Let me say it again. You can see and you're out of focus that when you get in the casino and you win, you're screaming and hollering. You get your ticket and you're scratching the three numbers the same. You scream and holler. You buy your Powerball and if all the numbers line up, you're going to scream and holler. But when it comes to Jesus, you say it don't take all of that to pray. Well, ain't no Powerball woke me up this morning. Ain't no casino been taking care of me. It was nobody. Somebody on your pew saying, why are you making all that noise? Tell them I can see now. Woo! He said, I can see. So you, to get where you are, you got to have, be touched with the right people, be touched with the patience of the process. But then finally, you got to be touched with the evidence of your transformation. Watch this. When Jesus touched him again, he said, I can see now. He said, I can see men clearly. And Jesus tells him in verse 26, he says, now, don't go back to Bethsaida. And don't even tell the folk of the town anything. You know, Reverend Slaughter, that bothered me. I said, well, why didn't Jesus want him to say nothing? He says, because when they see you, you ain't gonna have to say nothing. They gonna see that you can see. Watch this. Let me tell you how they gonna be able to see. They gonna be able to see you can see because there were things when you were blind you used to stumble over. But now since you can see, you gonna go around it. Y'all didn't get what I'm saying. I used to stumble over a lot of things when I was blind. But when he opened up my eyes, I didn't have to tell you I can see. My movement told you that I can see. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I come to tell you this morning. He says, don't go back to Bethsaida. Don't go back to the place I brought you out of. I led you out of Bethsaida, and I don't want you to go back to Bethsaida. Y'all missed it. When I led you out of Bethsaida, you were blind. Now you have your sight, and you shouldn't want to go back to a place where you were once blind. Watch this, because if you know the text in Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 and 22, Jesus cursed Bethsaida because they refused to repent. Jesus says, now don't go back to a place I've cursed because I led you out of there when you were blind, took you from the city, from the people, blessed you with your sight. Now you should move forward. Now it's dangerous when God then pull you out of something, bless you with the strength to move forward, and the next week you right back in the same situation again. He says, don't go back anymore. He said, don't tell nobody because the stuff you used to trip over. Y'all know the street terminology, tripping. Tripping means getting upset over everything and anybody. I don't trip over it no more. You used to lie on me. You used to trip me up. But I don't trip over that no more. You used to scandalize my name, call me everything but a child of God. Now you used to make me trip, but I don't trip over that no more. Why, preacher? Because I can see clearly. And so he said, I saw men as trees walking. Jesus touched him again, and he said, now, oh, I can see. Jesus says, don't go back to Bethsaida no more. You've been delivered. But I don't know about you, but when God has done something for me, when he's done things for me that I didn't deserve, and he tell me, don't tell nobody, I might have to be disobedient on purpose. When he healed your body, when everybody in the church was writing out your obituary, Then God said, no, no,